the place of the war of the wells. Genesis chapter 26, verse 26. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Abazzah, one of his friends, and Philcol, the chief captain of his army. The war of the wells came to an abrupt end, and peace broke out unexpectedly for Isaac. Note the framing of the peace. Peace came from the very source of the war, Gerar. It was the herdsmen of Gerar who drove Isaac away, verses 20 and 21. Now the king of Gerar leads a peace envoy. What a surprise for Isaac. He goes out, and lo, behold, Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, and his friend Ahuzzah, and his chief captain Phicol, have come to sue for peace. No wonder Isaac exclaims, "Wherefore came ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and sent me away from you?" And they said, "We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath between us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord." What a testimony from the enemies of the gospel. Strange language from fierce enemies. But when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies to be at peace with him. Note the feast of the peace. "And he made them a feast, and did eat and drink." Genesis chapter 26, verse 30. Isaac immediately reciprocated the offer that was made to him. The hospitality of his father, Abraham, was practiced by his son Isaac. A great feast was set on. The feast ended with the signing of a peace treaty. And they rose up at times in the morning and swear one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Verse 31. And so the war of the wells ended. Note the fullness of the peace. "And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day." Genesis chapter 26, verses 32 and 33. The fullness of the peace was manifested in yet another well. And what a well of such magnitude that it was eventually able to water the whole city of Beersheba. God always crowns his work with the richest of encouragements. The framing of the peace, and the feast of the peace, and the fullness of the peace demonstrated in springing water, sufficient for the whole of the great new city, and a blessed fullness indeed, So the war ended, and peace reigned gloriously at last.